BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, it's Scott here, and here is Friday's podcast. Why is Rita Ora wearing no socks? And why would you ever offer yours as a replacement, Chris? Our mates from Baltimore, All Time Low, come in and say, hi, Scott. Real or No Real is another Radio 1 DJ special, probably with even more facts about Gemma Kearney's avant-garde fashion. And what phrase can we get put in an Icelandic phrase book? One of our listeners wants to know on Dear Scott.
Scott News.
BBC Radio 1.
Look, everyone, it's All Time Low.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Where are we?
You're about to be on the Radio 1 website. We're just flicking the cameras on at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Not just radio anymore. They can see you now as well.
The future is now.
It's the future. We're in the future.
That's a pick of my nose.
Yeah, I know. You never have to think about this with radio before.
No.
I
was about to say, we need a makeup studio.
We always used to do these naked.
I know. Some people, Jack, are saying that the reason we're delaying putting the cameras on it are because you probably are naked right now.
Well, yes. We were. We didn't get advance notice that this would be on camera, yeah. So we came radio ready, not camera ready.
We're fully clothed now. Now, Alex, I know, a couple of you have been sick.
Yes, it was miserable.
I know.
Lucky me sharing a microphone with him.
I know.
Just spitting all
just
over
breathing
me.
On all of you right now.
Have you noticed a pattern? You always get sick when you come to the UK.
I do. I think it's because we always come to the UK in the winter.
Yeah, come in the summer.
I know.
There's at least a couple of days where it's quite sunny.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah, we need to plan better.
Were people having a go at you on Twitter? Because I saw your thing going, I'm only human, leave me alone.
Oh man, they're relentless.
I had a leave Britney alone moment.
Did you shave your head?
I was feeling very sad for myself in my hotel room, sweating and coughing and stuff. And yeah, there were a few people like, why are you canceling things? And I was like,
I can't stand.
Yeah.
It's a bummer though, because we rarely cancel anything, and
no.
When it does happen, you know, it becomes a huge deal, which makes total sense. But I felt bad for the man.
Okay. For good reason, people.
But everyone's back on now. The shows are going really well.
Yeah, yeah, and we fortunately the timing of it was pretty amazing because you can't plan sickness any better, really. It hit me on a day that was technically an off day. And we had a signing, which we did have to cancel. But had it been a day later, we would have probably ended up missing a show. So,
So thanks, flu.
Yeah, it was the most cooperative flu I've ever had.
Yeah, that's quite good.
Yeah.
So we're going to play Somewhere in Neverland, the single, in just a moment. Do you want to tell us a bit about that before we play it? So lots of people very excited on Twitter at the moment.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we're actually really excited about the song. We made the record, and we didn't really go into it focusing on what song was going to be a single and all that, and this song really just had the immediate reaction from the fans, and it's cool when, you know, a song has that natural kind of lift and natural kind of fire.
An instant number one single.
a big testament to it though is that we have been opening up our tour with it, this tour,
and yep.
You know, you can't just throw that in there, you have to make sure the crowd reacts perfectly to it, and every night you guys just kill it, so thank
great.
You
yeah. You love the UK.
We love it here. We're talking about buying some places.
Are you guys sick of us yet? We come here every 2 months.
I don't know. I mean, you are always on tour, yeah. But people—you've just seen the people outside. They can't get enough of it.
Right.
Love you it. Guys treat us so well. That's why. Everybody,
really?
Yeah. You give us good reason to come here.
Yeah. What do you do with all the bras? I've seen a lot of bras being thrown.
I wear them.
Do not want to know.
We're building a bra house.
You could. You probably yeah. could by now.
Actually, this last tour in the US, we collected them all and donated them to a charity that. We did, no joke.
Really?
It was they were
for every bra.
Yeah.
They match it with a certain money donation, and it goes towards breast cancer.
I am personally doing fittings for the bras. If you guys want to come and
that's awesome.
Yeah. It's the least rock and roll answer we could have gone with there.
Yeah,
probably.
But it's good though. And how many would you say you get per show?
Oh,
it can show
50. Maybe?
If it's a great show.
There is a correlation, by the way, between amount of bras we get and how good the show is.
Yep, absolutely. It's
how was last night's show? 24 bras, man. Terrible.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. It was like a four bra night.
Wow. So probably, what, 50 to 100 per show?
Yeah, probably 50.
Yeah. We definitely, when we donated them all after that one tour, it was in the thousands.
Let's do one tour where instead of bras, you guys throw money at us.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Right, we're going to play the new track. First of all, let's remind ourselves of some of All Time Low's most amazing moments so far.
Maybe it's not my weekend, but it's going to be my year.
No noticed they seamlessly mix into one another.
We did a Nickelback effect.
We
can't all our songs sound the same.
No,
that's
the same key.
It's
a great key change.
Wow, you guys are good at this.
That's right.
Ooh.
Okay.
That
done.
Was a montage.
Was that you? Did you stay up last night doing that?
Do you know what? I wish I could claim that for myself, but it was the one that doesn't speak here. He,
brother,
y'all are professionals.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. He's not. We've played all those songs. I've you know I love you guys, and we're now going to play Somewhere in Neverland. Do you want to introduce it for me?
Yeah.
Do
it, Ryan.
Someone step up.
Go
and
for
now,
it.
Off their 2012 hit release,
One
Don't
Man,
Panic. Four members play
Don't
Somewhere
Panic.
In Never land.
Here we go.
Radio 1.
On Radio 1.
On Radio 1.
I like it when bands are here at Radio 1 and they are visibly enjoying their song being played on the radio.
I was studying that one.
That was quite good. I've never heard that song before.
It's good, isn't it?
It sounds a little bit, it always sounds a little bit different on the radio.
I think they'll go far.
I hope so.
I think they'll do good.
Are we going to be stars?
That was All Time Low and Somewhere in Neverland. I'll tell you what's really weird. You know the song we played before the interview, mm-hmm. Pretty Reckless?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty Reckless is now trending worldwide.
That's
because,
really
because, well, it is good, but actually, can we have All Time Low instead, please?
Come on.
I think we deserve it.
I think, but it's
we don't ask for much.
It's only because the song before your interview was Pretty Reckless. Mm. Everyone decided just
listening to Pretty
Say
Reckless
it.
Before,
See?
I guess.
That's why. We've got people listening all over the world. Obviously, your loyal base of UK fans. I'm just seeing Sarah in Brazil loves you guys. Nadine is in New Zealand trying not to fall asleep because it's really late.
Because we're that boring.
No, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. So she's got that thing of like,
we're going to come to you soon in New Zealand.
And there's a girl called Sarah who says she is risking getting attacked by spiders in Australia just to hear you. I don't know where she is. Where are you? In the jungle or in the field? Or
the only radio nearby is at the top of this water tower.
Worldwide. I've got some fan questions. Charlotte wants to know, what is the cleverest word that each of you know?
We're on radio here, guys.
Yeah.
The cleverest word.
Remember what you promised yourself before? Please do not swear.
There's so many words out there.
I don't know. Cleverest word.
Yeah.
That's what about
a word,
you?
A word that you will go, blah, 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 and people will go, whoa.
I use the word epitome a lot, but I don't know what it means.
So epitome.
Yes.
That epitome was delicious.
Epitome.
Microcosm.
Microcosm?
That's good. I used that in an interview, and I think it went over well.
It sounds like it went well. Louise wants to know, you're on tour a lot with each other. You're rarely at home, are you?
Rarely.
Obviously, you're red-budded men. Have you ever experienced maybe feelings for each other on the road?
It gets very lonely.
You get lonely on the road.
It boils down to we love each other, so no matter what happens, it's through love, you know?
Mm.
We don't have to excuse ourselves because we all love each other.
Through love, we can make music.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And vice versa.
That's a lovely answer.
Nice.
Thanks a lot, Ringo.
Can I ask, do you...
I'm just here to play the drums.
Do you ever get any fan injuries? Because, I mean, I'm talking about injuries inflicted by fans when they get a bit excited. Because, Jack, someone says that if you have a bruise on one of your bum cheeks today, that was them.
Yeah, it's been there for a couple years. I thought it was a bruise.
Yeah, actually, almost every night on stage, Jack will come up to me while I'm playing drums. He'll come up to the drum riser and just point to somewhere like on his neck and be like, am I bleeding? He'll just come out from the crowd.
He does it to himself. He like walks straight into the audience and they just maul him. It's pretty
terrifying.
I've lost
four eyeballs that way.
Really?
Yes. These are glass.
You're looking really good.
He pulls off the glass eye well.
Also, I've got Frankie who wants to know who... are your favourite British bands?
One Direction.
Biffy Clyro. Biffy
Clyro. Yeah, we love Biffy. Scots, but we do love Biffy.
We've heard about Biffy before, and most of America had heard about Biffy, and I don't mean to be like that guy, like, oh, we liked him before they were cool. Yeah. But they're just such good musicians, and we got to see them on Warped Tour a few years back, and it's awesome.
Young Guns, big shout out
Young
to
Young Guns.
Them. Love those guys.
Yep.
What are your views on One Direction, though?
I'm Team Wanted.
I'm sure they're very sweet lads.
Are you on the Wanted?
I'm Team Wanted.
Is that because I did a song about you?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, you know, our old manager works with the Wanted now. We got to hang out with them. They're really nice guys.
Yeah, they are nice.
We have family ties there.
Yep. They've got a show on E! Coming up
soon.
They
do, yeah.
Where they live in a big house in LA and do crazy things.
Wacky, zany, zany stuff.
I'm going to break
in. What an original concept for a TV show.
I know, it's never been done before.
But, is that new?
Yeah, it's brand new to
We're going to do one where we all just live in this radio studio.
We live in a bad apartment and just don't have any money or any lives. Yeah. What are you having for dinner? Tuna, I think, again. I don't know.
Some Pringles.
Sally Jane on Twitter wants to know, what's the weirdest thing you've been through together after having to stand in a shower and wear heels? Can someone explain that to me, please?
Well, out of context.
Music videos. Music videos.
Okay.
We've done many things together.
Yeah.
For
like
the
what?
Sake of entertainment.
What's the weirdest thing?
We were talking about it earlier, actually. In the I Feel Like Dancing video, I was surprisingly comfortable with having to get totally naked, put on a Katy Perry wig and makeup, and cover myself in cotton candy.
It should be noted, there was no reason he needed to be naked. They could have done the shot with like a towel, and he was like, oh no, bro, it's cool. We'll do it.
What's the point of living if you can't cross-dress?
Absolutely.
It adds something to
it. That was Beethoven who said that.
Yes.
I went to a fancy dress party once to Susan Boyle and found it quite liberating.
Nice. She is quite liberating.
Every now and then you get a reason to do it, no one questions you, and you're like, oh, I get it now.
I like it, but you went more Katy Perry, I went more Subo.
Fair enough. To each
to each her own.
Exactly. And Louise is saying, is there a band or artist of a completely different genre that you could see yourselves touring with?
Macklemore.
Ooh, nice answer.
Oh, good.
What?
You really had that one in
what,
the chamber.
What?
Yeah,
I think that would be awesome.
Yeah.
They have they're very like independent based, like they don't have a lot of label push or anything, and they
self-released their records, so they're actually independent based.
Yeah, and they just their success is just sky high.
He's awesome. He's been at it for so long, and it's really his record debuted the same week as ours, and it's really cool to see him have the success.
The song's big here, right?
Really big.
Yeah, yeah.
Number one this week.
What?
Yeah.
Respect.
What about Beyonce?
Well, sure.
She's asked plenty of times.
Oh, I know.
It's just,
you've got to pick the right person.
Yeah. She's kind of clingy. Yeah. I don't mean to use that word, but she's clingy.
Stop
me. Ellie Goulding would be fun.
Yes.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, Ellie would be awesome.
She is doing quite big things in America now as well.
Yeah.
Blowing up.
Okay. Hey, Chris, my friend here who works on the show, he's coming to see
Chris.
Your show tonight.
Yeah.
Does he need to bring a bra?
You should, probably.
Oh, absolutely.
We have extras.
Yeah.
Stop by an M&S.
If I bring a few and you say have then like 100 bras at the end of this gig tonight, then that's a good gig, right?
That's a great gig. Now it all relies on you if we have a bad gig.
But it's a weird one for me. Do you know what I mean? I will do it.
Also, the band, I promise.
This is quite cool. We've got so many people who are actually in the queue for tonight's show already. So let's say hi to them.
Hi. Oh, that's awesome.
At least it's not cold.
So Yeah, they're incredible. I'm always so impressed. Like, our hotel's right around the area that the venue's
Don't
in.
Say the address.
Room 336.
And I'm always so impressed with how early people line up. But so props to you guys.
We complain about, like, the one-minute walk to the venue. We're like, oh, it's so cold.
It's so cold out.
Far too cold here in the UK.
Sleeping there.
Yeah, they are. Do American fans turn up as early? Because we like to get there hours early.
You guys give America a run for the money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. Our fans are pretty crazy worldwide in a good way.
And what's happening, because we're so early on in the year, what's happening the rest of the year?
Just a lot of this. Yeah,
we're gonna come back here, we're going to headline Slam Dunk Festival, and then we're going to open up for Green Day at the Emirates Stadium.
Yes.
Jack said nothing the entire time. And
there he is.
Ready for that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, guys.
Jack's been asleep this entire interview.
Where are we?
We're doing a show?
Thanks, buddy.
Right. I hope you get well soon, those of you that aren't.
Thank you.
Have a great show tonight and the rest of the tour. Thank you.
Before we go, I have to say hi to my grandma. She's listening. It's the first one she's managed to listen to.
Your gran listens to Radio 1?
Yeah, she told me
about that. All the way in Wrexham.
Is she?
Yeah.
That's hi, Gran in Wrexham. What's her name?
What?
What's her name?
He doesn't know.
Margaret.
He's like, I can't remember her name. Hi, Margaret in Wrexham.
Hi, Mom. Mwah. She's listening too in the US, so hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Oh, everyone's listening.
See what brilliant. We did for this? Radio 1 was kind
Thank
of a small
you.
Thing, and now...
I know, and now you've made it worldwide. Right, thanks, guys. Always good to see you. Thank you. All time low.
Thanks so much,
yeah.
man.
See you soon. The Scott Mills Daily. Hey, that plinky piano means it's time for the Posh Radio 4 lady to enter with the song, with the songs, with the things that you've been saying to us this week on Dear Scott. We always like to do some of these on a Friday, and this could be a fantastic opportunity for all of us.
Dear Scott, I thought I'd drop you a line after I heard you and Chris talking about travel guides and the strange things you can learn to say in foreign languages.
Yes, this was a couple of weeks ago where we heard some phrases that were actually in phrase books that you can take abroad. And we were just saying, why would you ever need to use those phrases?
I'm a travel guide writer, and I'm just putting together a guide to Reykjavik, the capital of Iceland, which comes out in March. I wondered if there were any fun phrases you'd like me to include in Icelandic at the back.
Oh, yeah.
Let me know, and I'll try my best to include them. Laura.
So you know when you get like an old school guidebook when you go away?
Yeah.
And it does have some phrases in the back, you know, like, good morning, I'd like to buy this train ticket, I'd like to open this window, etc.
Where is the toilet?
Where is the toilet? All those. But then sometimes they do have some really weird ones in there. And here's our chance to put some really weird ones in the Icelandic phrase book that's coming out soon. So these are ones that are in actual phrase books that we found already. So imagine you're going to Russia. This is from an actual Russian phrase book. I doubt you'd ever need this when you're going.
Ya vas muyu vas motion aranal is.
Which translates into,
I want a specimen of your urine.
When are you going to need to use that? Or let's say, aloha. You're in Hawaii. And you say,
Ki hako kele papa ahai umiame. Apa, pahai.
Just in case you need to say in Hawaii,
how much for that lot of razors, scissors, knives, horseshoes, and yokes?
And in Wales, when will you ever need to say... Oh, actually, you might need to.
My bronnau ar ferchog da hi.
Yeah, when would you ever need to say this in Wales?
She has excellent breasts.
All the time, actually, in my experience. So, with that in mind, this person is writing the phrases at the back of the Icelandic phrase book. So, what do we want? Let's throw it out there. 81119, Radio 1 Facebook, Twitter, at BBCR1. Anything that you, a little phrase that you want to be translated into Icelandic so that they can use it when they go to Reykjavik. This is excellent. This could be really good. Send your phrases in now, please. And next on Dear Scott.
Dear Scott, Chris, TOTDS, and the other strange people you sometimes see in the background during innuendo bingo.
Rude.
I had a look to see if Go On Pigs was on Urban Dictionary. It wasn't, but I thought it deserved a place. Sure you'd agree. Love you, bye. Niall, XX.
Wow, this is quite an honour. So, we appear to be now with Go On Pigs in that dictionary that displays urban phrases. Mm. And here's what it actually says, read out by the PR4L. This is the description.
Go On Pigs, a term of excitement or encouragement, popularised by the Scott Mills Show, originally heard on the Radio 4 programme The Archers. An excerpt was used for the feature Innuendo Bingo. Example 1. Lad 1. We're about to win the game. Lad 2. Go On Pigs.
That's awesome. This could be a whole new thing. The PR4L reads out descriptions of things in this dictionary.
Of urban things.
Yeah, the Posh Radio 4 lady teaches you street speak. Right, any phrases for the Icelandic phrase book? There is vomit in your hair. Would be quite good. Do I have milk on my moustache? These are all coming in. Where does Kerry Katona live? Do I look good in Uggs? I'll just pour it over my kumquat.
Oh, yes, I was thinking of that one as well.
My pony has a puncture. Do you sell Terry's chocolate orange?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can I ask, is my right eye bruised at all today?
Not noticeably.
Right.
Did Valentine's get a bit nasty or something?
I mistook a glass of water for a glass bottle of water last night and hit myself in the eye with it quite severely. You know, like the kind of round bit at the top of the bottle? I don't know how I did it. I thought it was a glass.
How much had you drunk?
No, I was drinking water. And I went, oh, and just kind of got myself with the rim of the glass bottle. That's because last night I went to a restaurant where you can't see at all. You eat in complete darkness. When I say dark, you know how, like, in your bedroom, if you turn the lights off, eventually your eyes will accustom to it? That didn't happen. I'm talking can't see your hand in front of your face dark.
You've spoken about... Didn't you do the voiceover for a TV show which was called Dating in... Have you been on Dating in the Dark?
No, that's completely separate. That's where you go on a date in the dark. I wasn't on a date. But I did... Actually, during the dinner, while we were all sat there in darkness, some other people were at a table next to me, and they went, this was a TV show, wasn't it? Dating in the Dark. And I went, yeah, it was good voiceover, wasn't it? And they went, what? I was like, nothing.
Oh, of course, because they couldn't see you, right?
Yeah. I mean, you get led in by your waiter, and you have to put your hand on his back. You literally can't see a thing. Of course, I knocked over at least two bottles of water during my hour-long dinner, Scott's Bills. And the idea is that, obviously, the flavours of the food and conversation becomes more important than sight. But it was fine until I got really stressed because I needed the loo.
Mm.
And then that's a problem because you can't see.
I think I would just permanently worry that the person in front, unless if they weren't talking, had gone.
Well, there was that as well. I was like, hello,
are you there?
Occasionally I had to go, hello, are you still there? Because there will be silence at times, won't there?
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to be talking non-stop. So I thought that they'd either fallen asleep or just left. But they hadn't.
Was this a good experience in all?
It was quite fun. But you know that thing where you really have to go to the loo? I've been putting it off for an hour because I'll be fine. I'll finish the dinner. I'll wait until I finish and I'm out back in the light again. I couldn't wait. And you know that thing where you start to move your legs, like, left to right because you need the loo so much?
Yeah.
Or start rubbing your head, rubbing your hands against your jeans, like, ooh, bavu, like that. That's what I was doing.
You didn't. Because it was dark.
No. You probably could have, but I didn't. It's like, are they going to notice a little wee? No,
or
I didn't.
Into that bottle.
Obviously, that's what I should have used the bottle for. But it was fine. And obviously, like, they don't tell you what food it is either. So you're just going to have to, like, well, what's this?
Do you know what would been wicked if you went and...
Is it a horse?
You should have joined another table. Well, that would have been great.
They're really near you.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, or rob their food. That would have been the other thing.
But I ended up getting called toilet boy by the people next door because I was just going, all they could hear was me going, really need to go to the loo now.
Do you know what would have really freaked them out?
Really need to go now.
If you did the voiceover describing the table next door to you, that would have been epic. But
the table next door are being quite quiet. They're clearly on a date. It's not going well. So I had to call out the name of my server to take me to the loo, but he wasn't anywhere. His name was Takeshi. So I'm going, Takeshi, I really need the loo. We need the loo now, Takeshi.
I wish it had been Dan. Then we could have done all that again.
Dan! But then the people next to me were like, don't think Takeshi's coming, toilet boy. I was getting really stressed.
Toilet boy.
And then eventually he comes and goes, oh, do you need to go to the loo? Okay, I've just got to go and serve them their dinner over there. I'll be 5 minutes. I was like, no! I've waited long enough! God! Scott News. BBC Radio 1. Got one more suggestion. If that Icelandic phrasebook person that's making the phrasebook is still listening, hello, do you have a hairdryer for my Wet Grazia magazine? Off of Deirdre in Coronation Street with their Wet Grazia. Chris, what happened with you and Rita Ora earlier, please?
Okay, so I was sitting in the office, sort of minding my own business, typing out emails, that kind of thing.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, someone comes past and goes, has anyone got any socks?
Oh, is it like that thing when this happens a lot on Radio 1 where someone will burst into the room and go, Rihanna needs some scissors?
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
Or an email will go around going, urgent, Beyonce needs a tape measure or something because an artist requires it.
Someone sent an email around earlier asking for a bass guitar. If anyone, it's one of those bizarre all staff emails that right?
Here it is in my pocket.
So someone walks around today going, need some socks. And someone stops him and goes, well, look, why do you need socks for? And she goes, Rita Ora needs some socks.
Why does she need socks?
Seemingly she turned up in high-heeled shoes, didn't want to really sing in high-heeled shoes or something like that. Or she wanted just to be comfortable, but she was barefoot, so she felt that was uncomfortable too. So she was just saying, does anyone have any spare socks so she can...
Could she not have packed her flats?
Well, you would have thought she'd bring her own socks, wouldn't you?
What's she saying about the live lounge carpet? It's fine, barefoot.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, the old live lounge in the other building, ew. Mm. Like, don't ever go barefoot on that. But this new one, all fine.
So anyway,
Does she have really bad athlete's foot that she didn't want to be seen on camera?
I don't know. But do you know what? When someone was asking for socks, I was like, brilliant, here's an opportunity. Mm. So I was like, well, she can have mine.
Oh, no one wants that.
So I took my shoes off. Ooh. And then I thought, should I be doing this? And I thought, yeah, definitely. So I took my socks off.
Did they match today?
Yeah, they did today.
That never happens.
Headed to the live lounge and found Rita and said, look, I hear you want some socks. Have mine. And we sort of had a conversation about it. She was like, oh, go on then. Yep, took the socks, gave them a sniff, and said they didn't smell that bad. She said they felt a little bit weird, but all the same, took them.
A bit clammy.
A little bit clammy, yeah. But took them, and someone videoed this whole thing.
Oh, surprisingly, there's a video. Of course there is. It's on the radio on Facebook now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she didn't end up wearing them, so what must
have
happened?
She was wearing canary yellow.
But she ended up just...
She gets away with it.
She performed barefoot. But the annoying thing was, she had my socks, so I was barefoot in the office. She was barefoot in the live lounge.
Well, where are the socks at this point?
She obviously just had them, like, by the side.
All right, not wearing them.
Decided against it.
Okay. So this video's on the radio on Facebook now.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's going to be as popular as the centre forehead kiss on Kesha that we put up earlier this week, which has been a surprise hit, just filmed on my phone.
Mm.
Of you just planting the kiss on her forehead. But if you want to have a look at Rita Ora and the... Was it awkward with the socks?
Oh, massively so, okay. Yeah.
All right, Radio 1 Facebook now. And that was Rita in the live lounge with Radioactive. There's a slight problem here. I've been really good at being unbiased all week. If she wins, like, she's the only one you gave socks to. So before 6 o'clock tonight, which is the end of the vote for British Breakthrough, you're going to have to give some socks to Ben Howard, Alt J, Jake Bug and Jesse Ware to make it fair.
I didn't think about this, Scott.
And also, yes, if like she does win, then Jesse Ware will be throwing bread rolls in my direction at the Brits, saying it's a fix.
I honestly didn't think about that.
Well, I've managed to be unbiased all week and then this happens. Video's up on Facebook. Did anyone tell Rita Ora that you don't wash your feet?
Eh?
That's probably why she didn't wear them.
Remember, I don't know.
We had this conversation. You don't wash your feet in the shower.
Oh, yeah, good point.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I like out the way, muggles. That's quite good. Can we play innuendo bingo? That's good. The Icelandic phrase book.
I like, where can I buy nudie pens?
Yeah, they're all good. This is Scott Mills, and now it's time for the final Real or No Real of the week. Last chance to get your Scott Mills points and your last chance to hear some facts, some interesting facts about your favourite Radio 1 DJs. Chris, you ready?
Ready.
Listeners, are you ready? Let's go.
Sarah Cox was once the face of UK sex education and fronted an STI awareness campaign with help from actor Martin Clunes and MC Squamy from So Solid Crew.
Now, I can imagine this and... I'm just saying, the immediate question is, why would they cast her? Why was she?
And Martin Clunes.
And Martin, that's what I'm saying. It's an odd combination to put together.
And one of So Solid.
Why weren't you invited? Were you invited to this? Did you shun this?
I think it was before my time.
Was it? Sarah Cox, Martin Clunes. And who else? A member of So Solid Crew.
Squamé from So Solid Crew.
Okay, I'm going to say real with this one, I think.
Really? Mm. Sarah Cox, the face of SDIs and sex
Clunes.
Education and Clunes.
And Clunes.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Wow. I imagine that was the time, around the time that Sarah Cox was doing the Radio 1 breakfast show there.
Just Googling Sarah Cox, Martin Clunes, STI.
Don't do that, please, at work. And next,
Scott Mills used to proudly drive around town in a car with his own name on the side.
I know this is true.
Now, that's been taken out of context there, hasn't it?
Well, no, it hasn't at all.
It has a bit, because it doesn't explain why or how.
You did have a car. Didn't you? You insisted on this.
No, I didn't insist
on it. What was it? You got it with another radio station you worked at.
Okay,
you...
I used to work at a radio station in the West Country, and back in the day, Jeremy Kyle used to work in sales, and he was the guy that could get you a car with your name on it, which was sponsored by a local garage in the area. So this is when I was a DJ in Bristol. And Jeremy Kyle, the the actual Jeremy Kyle was the guy that would get you, would seal you the deal.
So Jeremy Kyle got you the car with
got
your name
me on. A Volvo for a while.
What?
with my name on the side and the name of the radio station.
So he said to you, Scott, I can get you one of these cars with your name. And he was the sort of the Del Boy of the station, was he?
No, he was the sales manager.
Right. The Del Boy.
Well, no, you can't say that because then you're saying that all managers, sales managers of other radio stations are Del Boys.
I'm saying real.
Potentially, to the potentially dangerous.
To the car thing.
That one is real.
Yeah.
True about Jeremy.
Why didn't you keep the car?
Because you have to give it back. It's not yours.
Have you ever insisted one from Radio 1?
No. Well, how would you do that? And why would you want that?
Car with your name on.
Well, you forget, believe me, when you're driving with the car and your name on the side, you forget that you're driving it. Until you maybe go through Bristol City Centre at 2 a.m. in the morning, the signs that people give you...
Do you know any other DJs with cars with their name on?
Not anymore. It's a thing of the past, I think. Next.
Greg James was short of breath for his first words on his show yesterday, having only just made it to the studio on time because he was out shopping for champagne flutes.
Now, I would love to say this is no real, but I was in the studio with you, of course, when Greg James was doing... went missing...
You know what it's like. Sometimes you miss the beginning of your show because you need a champagne flute, even.
And I know questions were asked, where is he? And someone did answer, he's buying champagne flutes and a wok. Mm. I can elaborate.
Really are finding out a lot more about the DJs this week, aren't we?
I hope he's not hearing this, but he's probably out shopping. Real. I'm going to say...
he's probably getting a bread maker. Real or no real?
Real.
Or a slow cooker?
That one is real.
Yep. Actual fact.
I'm scoring high.
Following the success of DJ Spoonie and DJ Dave Spoon, Chris Stark briefly adopted the nickname Chris Spoon when DJing at student unions.
Now, how am I going to answer this?
Well, like, you... Say whether it's real or no real, even though it is about you.
It's no real.
Chris Spoon?
Why would I call myself Chris Spoon?
I don't know. That's... Maybe because Dave Spoon, Two Spoons Dave Spoon, was popular at the time.
Do you think I should rebrand to Chris Spoon?
No.
Spoonie?
No.
I can say this is no real. Easy points.
That one is real.
No, it's not real,
no.
Though. Oh, okay, brilliant. So someone has been on my Wikipedia and changed my Wikipedia to...
Okay, to what?
Who... People shouldn't be allowed to change the internet like this.
Oh, okay, so it's Christopher Francis Spoon Stark.
Yeah. Okay, so it's real then.
Awesome.
Because it's on Wikipedia.
Okay, cool.
People shouldn't be allowed to... Someone's done a whole section on activism on Wikipedia. That shouldn't be allowed.
That was because of your canteen boycott at school. When you told everyone to boycott the canteen because it was too pricey. Next.
Gemma Kearney loves avant-garde fashion so much. She once did her weekly shop at the supermarket wearing only a fluorescent yellow shell suit and blowing bubbles as an accessory.
I like that there's always an accessory.
So just the shell suit, but she was also blowing bubbles around the supermarket because she's so avant-garde.
I'm surprised at that because that doesn't seem to match. Why would she be blowing bubbles and wearing the...
But it doesn't have to match, it's avant-garde.
I see. Well, tradition would state that this is no real. But I'm thinking every time it comes around a Friday, I think, is this the Friday treat? Is this the real one? So I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Oh! Oh, what a result!
That is a result. Well done. They were all no real, apart from the fact that she was actually wearing a fluorescent suit and blowing bubbles around the supermarket.
I've waited for this day.
Okay then, Gemma. Next!
Gemma Kearney loves avant-garde fashion so much that for her show this Saturday morning, she's planning on changing into a new outfit during every song.
I received an email about this because they've invited someone... I don't know if this is going to be a surprise. Maybe it is.
Don't say it.
But I've heard she's... well, you were invited, and apparently you weren't free, to come and help out at this thing that Gemma's doing where she's going to go through a load of outfits.
For the radio?
And I don't know if these are, like, avant-garde outfits that she's going to be doing.
Oh, maybe she's wearing all of the ones that we've mentioned this week that haven't been real.
So what would that include? A twister mat?
The twister mat, the...
goldfish bowl.
Yeah, that on her head.
The concept of jealousy.
Yeah, the spaceship. Oh, God, here we go. Hello? All right, she's on the phone.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Oh, no. Why are you on the phone?
So naughty. Always wearing my hat, right?
What are you wearing right now, Gemma?
It's a bit boring, actually. It's a sack-like dress with roses on and a kind of tank top to keep me warm, which is electric blue.
You're wearing a sack?
That's not boring.
It's a sack-like dress, big and roomy.
How avant-garde.
Are you...
Accessories.
Are you actually doing this tomorrow?
Yes, I do love avant-garde fashion that much.
Is this for Access All Areas?
Yeah, we're going to try and achieve the impossible and literally change for every single link, which we reckon works out at about 20 outfits in one show.
And will people be able to watch this?
Of course they can, and it'll all be streamed live.
Hang on.
What, so you're going to be dropping trow or dropping dress halfway through?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
Multitasking. Us women are good at it, trust me.
On camera?
Yeah, and there'll be various people coming in to bring me different elements of the outfit.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
There'll be some accessories as well.
So this is tomorrow from 7 a.m?
Yeah, I can't believe I've agreed to do it. I'm terrified.
I love it. Okay, and you can watch that on the Radio 1 website. And thank you for being such a good sport with all of the avant-garde-ness this week.
You've inspired me. I want to go out in a twister mat.
I know. What was the space shuttle?
Endeavour.
I want you to go dressed as the space shuttle Endeavour. Or the World War II evacuee.
Those little box thing. They used to have a bit of a box on a string, didn't they?
Yeah. All right, good to speak to you, Gemma. Lovely to speak to you. And I will see you tomorrow, getting changed a lot.
Yeah, from 7 a.m. 20 looks, one show.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
That was good, wasn't it? Friday's show. Get all the others from this week as well, including 24 Years at the Tap End and Kesha. And we'll be back on your radio Monday, 1 till 4 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.